Go. Okay, call meeting to order. Call for a moment of silence, please. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
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 Okay, the first item is a business. It's going to be the recognition of Mr. Terry Johnson of the Blaine Parks Board Service. He's, now, we have something for you, Terry. You have to come forward. Our picture lady is not here. We're going to give Terry Johnson the Blaine Parks Board Service Award for 2005 to 2013. It's a long time. Terry Johnson and his wife, Mary, moved to Blaine in October of 2004. Terry was appointed by the Blaine City Council to the Parks and Cemetery Board in 2005 and served until May of 2013 when he resigned due to moving out of the area. The Parks and Cemetery Board have accomplished a lot during his service. Some of the highlights for Terry's service on the board is the completion of the Blaine Off-Leash Dog Park, in addition to three new playgrounds which have been added to Blaine Parks. Terry has served as a board member of the Northwest Parks and Recreation District number 2. In addition, Terry and Mary have been very involved in the community during the 9 years in Blaine, serving on a number of boards and committees, including the Pacific Arts Association, the Semiamo Men's and Women's Club, the Blaine Community Assistance Program, the Semiamo Homeowners Association Architectural Review Committee, as well as volunteered with many parks and city improvement projects. They will be moving at the end of the month to Gold Canyon near Phoenix, Arizona, where they will be replacing the bay with a swimming pool.
Oh, right.
Hey, terrific. I did that without my glasses. Laura Bonnie's there for some. Well, congratulations, Terry. You did an awful lot for our community, and we're very, very appreciative of what you've done. And you and Mary as well.
Too.
Yes, you both have, and you're going to be sorely missed. We hope that you'll get a little fed up with that warm weather in Arizona, and you'll come back, at least for the summers. We'll put you to work if you do.
Okay. Well, I have an office there in the house.
You'll be thinking of us, I hope.
Yes, I will.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item of business is audience participation. Has anyone signed up to speak this evening? Next is the Commission Committee and Board Reports. Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee, Clark. Okay. We've got to talk about the next couple, which Steve is going to have to get involved in, I think. But we'll switch to the Chamber of Commerce. Bonnie.
The only note I would have is that on the corner of Peace Portal and H Street, there's a new business going in, apparently another consignment shop. I'm not sure when they're going to open. And that's all I have for Chamber, and there's no red line committee.
No report.
No.
WTA Board, Paul.
No report.
Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, Charlie.
No report.
Library Committee, Dennis.
The library is going to have a book sale on about the 4th. I think it's for 2 days.
Okay. What about the Senior Center Liaison?
They're cooking breakfast this Saturday again.
Good. Okay. Planning Commission, Mr. Jones. All righty. How about, Chief Haslip is not here.
Good.
Small Cities Caucus, I have no report. Gary, do we have a report on the small city? Okay. Whatcom Council of Governments, I have no report. Chief Hollander is not here, but I assume he's given us his newsletter. Yes, Bonnie.
Chief Haslip, I don't know if you got a copy. Anyway, he said there was no report, but he did
give us
an email.
Okay.
An email answer to a citizen.
Oh, super. Okay, thank you. City manager and staff reports.
She's braved it out. Raven has had a back surgery since the last council meeting.
Yeah.
Something that was a bit of a surprise to her, but she's healing up well.
How's the Oxycontin? What a shame. You should be out of I'm becoming quite used to it myself.
And so we are
Thank you, Graven. Chief Haslip is covering a shift tonight for one of his officers, so he isn't here this evening. He indicated that he didn't have any report. So, Michael, community development.
Michael, are they looking at anything more than the airport?
Useful to property owners outside the airport as well as to the city directly.
Good, thanks.
Any other questions for Michael? Okay. City manager?
Jeff?
No report.
Sherry?
No report.
The only report that I have is just to let you know that your new city manager is coming in on the 24th. I think that you approved the contract for that date, and he'll spend that week here. We're in the process of putting together some suggestions as to what he might want to do during that week. And of course, it's his call, but the staff, as we've talked, and we've got a number of things that will probably be helpful to him. If the city council has any reason that they would want to meet with him before he takes over on July 1st, let me know, and I'll let let him know, and we can set something up.
So, I already have an appointment.
Pardon me?
I already have an appointment.
Oh, good. Gary, is he going to be meeting with the port, any of the port people during that time? Or? One of the things that I'll be recommending to him is that we do do a tour of the port operations, both here in Blaine and also in Bellingham, and talk to Dodge Snodgrass Friday night,
yeah.
And we talked about getting together with Rob Fix, yeah, and having him meet.
That's really important for him to get to know the port people right away. Yeah.
So he'll, you know, he ought to be spending at least a day with Raven, probably a half a day with Michael, and then spending some time with the other department heads.
And you're suggesting that if any of the council members want to have a meeting with them, that they should get in touch with you?
Yeah, just let me know, and I can
put it on the agenda.
Let him know so he can kind of schedule schedule his time.
Okay. Anything else, Gary?
That's it.
Okay. I have something for Gary.
Good.
While we're on his report.
Okay, good.
The Blaine sign at Bell Road, a temporary fix was done there to hold up, because one of the posts, I guess, got... Can we make a permanent fix on that? It doesn't look very good the way it is.
With I think
the
Raven has been working on that.
Yeah, it's pretty much a cost thing, and also because we know that the intersection needs some structural improvements as well. Like I think Bill mentioned, we added that to the tip. Mm-hmm. It's an unfunded project, but it's a small project, so maybe we'll see how... next year's budget works, and we might be able to do that with local funds. But our thinking on the matter is that we need to move the sign in order to fix the road, and it should just be done at the same time because it's going to be involving all similar types mm-hmm. of people. Okay. I think it's more effective in its current condition than just taking it away,
mm-hmm.
And the effort to move it is quite large. So we've got
The intent is to put it in next year's budget?
Well, again, we're showing it as unfunded right now on the TIP, but because of the way that the TIP is structured, we have the ability, if we can fund something locally, as in if we can't seek other funds or if those funds aren't available, since this is a small project, we may have the ability to fund that or do some of the work with our own forces, because I think some of the work is... really striping and that kind of thing, but we do have some drainage work we do need to do, and I think especially with the sign and the parking lot right there, that we should probably delineate the radius of the intersection a little bit as well. So all of that would be combined with that one part.
Well, one of the things we benefited from is Dr. Wolf looking after that for us. And,
indeed.
And I mean, that's been a wonderful contribution on his part, and he does a lot of work there. I'd like to see us be able to continue that. So when we're redesigning that, I think we should talk to Dr. Wolf and make sure that he's planning on in the future to
maintain
that.
That's a good point, sir. Thank you.
Gary, I've got a question for you. Have we heard any more on the inn? Semiamo. The last I heard was that there was a closing date of June the 10th. Excuse me. Clark knows.
Do you know? I don't know. So
okay, Clark knows. Well, Clark knows. Okay, Clark.
Today they were doing interviews to rehire the people. It's been sold.
Okay, I saw the interviews going on today.
Did you get any?
Rehire.
I have not.
There was a management company from Bellingham that's going to run it, and the management company from Bellingham was interviewing the people today to carry them over. And the hotel, I understand, has been purchased by some outfit from back east, but they're doing the interviews today. So I'm assuming.
Terry, Terry Johnson.
We have lots of opinions. Brandon said it didn't close today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about the hotel itself. Yeah, because the interviews were going on at the golf course. Terry, you have some information?
The members of the golf course, got a memo from Brent. This morning, or yesterday evening, saying that the date has been moved from June 10th to June 12th.
Okay. Now, yes, Jeff, if crossing our fingers, this goes through and the hotel is up and running, say a month or so from now, are we going to rejiggle our budgeting to take into consideration the fact that hopefully some income will start coming in?
Well, I think we would need to probably wait at least a couple of months just to see where the revenues are coming in.
But I'm just sort of saying this is the intent.
That's the intent.
The intent is to wait till it comes on board and then we can re-examine where the money's going. And
yeah. You'll see the first revenues that you'll start seeing are probably the utility revenues.
Yeah, so I was going to say the utility funds.
Using power and water.
Yeah, utility funds should be better off.
Yeah. In terms of hotel motel taxes,
yeah.
I don't expect you're going to see anything this year that's going to change.
No, but the utilities we should probably re-examine.
And then we'll get some real estate excise tax from the actual transaction, the sale.
Yeah. I had a conversation with David Smith a couple of days ago. They don't intend to open a hotel for cut through.
Okay.
Might get some sales tax construction.
Public hearing, I believe there is none. Written communication, Sherry, do we have any?
We have a letter that we received on May 29th from Matt Kuhn regarding off-site wetland mitigation and easements.
Before you go on, did we reply to that letter?
That letter was received, I think the date on that may actually be March 29th.
It says March 29th, but we received it on May 29th, so I think they probably meant to say March 26th. I mean, May 26th on their letter instead of
That gentleman got a reply?
We received it back about the day that it was dated, and Mr. Kuhn delivered it to me and asked me to hold that until such time as you were discussing the wetland project out at the airport, Gateway Wetlands, and I've been in direct conversations with Mr. Kuhn a number of times related to it. I gave that to you last week, or 2 weeks ago, when we were at the last council meeting, and then that's when I gave Sherry the copy. So that's the reason for the delayed delivery.
So he's in the
mix. He asked me to hold on to that.
So he's in the mix, and he understands.
He understands. He's in the mix. I'm sure he's going to hope that it's going to happen a lot faster than it is, but he understands, he's been having a lot of struggles trying to figure this out, the wetland stuff on his own.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sherry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Email dated June 3rd from Bill Beck regarding the Blaine Rail Conference, and an email dated June 5th from John Urich regarding the municipal codes for property maintenance, which I did provide the council members with a copy of Mike Haslip's response.
Okay, super. Okay, thank you. The next item is the consent agenda. We have a number of items in the consent agenda, approval of bills in the amount of $278,265.33, approval of the payroll amount of $454,905.05, and approval of the May 28, 2013 council meeting minutes.
Move we approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Next item is council action items.
Your only action item is labor contract agreements, and we have an executive session scheduled to discuss the wage proposals. So I think...
Would you like me to break for executive session?
I think you should go into executive session, and I would... I don't think it will be any more than half an hour, if that.
Okay. And do we expect to have an action item?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to break for executive session. We anticipate that this will take approximately half an hour, and that we'll be back, and we're anticipating taking an action item. Okay, we're going to break.